This past week, CIA Director George Tenet told the independent commission investigating the 9/11 attacks that the CIA knew that Osama bin Laden wanted to attack America, but that his agency failed to translate that knowledge into an effective defense of the country. It was Tenet's second public appearance at the hearings. Tenet also provided a blunt assessment of the current intelligence capability of the United States, saying that it will take 5 more years before the country has the kind of clandestine service it needs to deal with terrorist threats. We're joined by Daniel Benjamin. He's a senior fellow at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Mr. Benjamin served as director for counterterrorism on the National Security Council from 1998 to 1999. Good morning.
Good morning.
It was a remarkable week in the 9/11 Commission hearings, and we were told about an awful lot of failures in the fight against al-Qaeda. What was your overall impression of the testimony and the staff reports?
Well, it was a remarkable week. The staff reports, I commend to anyone who has an interest in this subject because they're absolutely fascinating. And they lack the usual, on the one hand, on the other hand, style that one usually sees in this kind of work. There was an awful lot of the blame game going on. You had Governor Tom Kaine, one of the courtliest men in American public life, telling the former director of the FBI that his tenure was a failure, and Louis Freeh then responding that he didn't disagree with any of the particulars, but he did disagree with the judgment and then blamed everyone else for not giving him enough money, even though he'd had a vast increase in funding. You had the attorney general and a former acting director of the FBI calling each other liars, and then the attorney general essentially blaming everything on the Clinton administration and pointing the finger at Commissioner Jamie Gorelick, who was a former deputy attorney general, despite the fact that she had not done anything that predecessors hadn't done and that his own team had confirmed. This regards the so-called wall between intelligence and criminal investigation. So it was really it was something of a mud bath.
Yeah. Were you surprised by Tenet's claim that it will take 5 years to have the kind of clandestine service our country needs?
No, I think it will take at least that because it takes a very long time to train and vet clandestine operatives, and we're dealing with a whole new kind of need here for people who are not in governments. We're not looking for people who can spy on governments anymore. We're looking for people who can penetrate terrorist groups.
Tenet says he didn't tell President Bush or FBI officials about the arrest of Zacharias Moussaoui. According to a commission staff report, Tenet received a briefing called Islamic Extremist Learns to Fly. Shouldn't that have raised more eyebrows than it did?
Well, it was the FBI's responsibility to tell the White House, and the FBI lost that report internally or didn't think it was very serious. Now, it's quite a shame because there's such an extraordinary history of jihadists studying at U.S. flight schools. There had been going on for, I think, two or three waves of terrorists who had essentially surveyed the different flight schools that would be good for their purposes. So it's a tragedy that we didn't know more of that beforehand.
It was reported this past week the Bush administration is pondering creating a new post, Director of National Intelligence, in the short amount of time we have left. Do you think that's a good idea?
It's a very good idea. It'll be very difficult to implement because 80% of the intelligence community is really under the control of the Secretary of Defense, and he is not going to go quietly as that is taken away from him.
Daniel Benjamin is a senior fellow at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. He's the co-author with Stephen Simon of The Age of Sacred Terror, published by Random House. Thanks very much.
My pleasure.